Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the weekly course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. An American investment banker was at a pier in a small coastal Mexican village when a small boat with one fisherman docked, and inside the small boat were several large yellowfin tuna. The American complimented the man on the quality of his fish and asked how long it took to catch him. The Mexican gentleman replied, only a little while. The American then asked, why didn't he stay out longer and catch more fish? To which the Mexican said he had enough to support his family's immediate needs. And then the American asked, but what do you do with the rest of your time? And the Mexican fisherman said, well, I sleep late, I fish a little, I play with my children, take siestas with my wife, Maria, stroll into the village each evening, where I sip wine, play guitar with my amigos. I have a full and busy life. The American scoffed. I'm a Harvard MBA. I could help you. You should spend more time fishing, and with the proceeds, buy a bigger boat. With the proceeds from the bigger boat, you could buy several boats. Eventually, you could have a fleet of fishing boats, and instead of selling your catch to a middleman, you'd sell directly to the processor, and eventually you could open your own cannery. You control the product, the processing, and the distribution. Of course, you'd need to leave this small coastal fishing village and move to Mexico City, then L.A., and eventually New York City, where you could run your expanding enterprise. So the Mexican fisherman looked at him and said, well, how long will it take? And the American replied, oh, 15 to 20 years. But then what? Asked the fisherman. Now the American laughed and said, well, that's the best part. When the time is right, you'd announce an IPO, you'd sell your company stock to the public, and you'd become very rich. You could make millions. Millions? Then what? The American said, then you would retire, move to a small coastal fishing village where you could sleep late, fish a little, play with your kids, take siestas with your wife, stroll to the village in the evenings where you could sip wine and play guitar with your amigos. But I tell you this story because it's just one of those things that we get so caught up sometimes in what the cultural norms are and what other people expect us to be doing. And so often we don't pay enough attention to what we truly want and to go deep inside and really understand what it is that we want for ourselves, right? What is really going to drive happiness and fulfillment in our lives? So this idea of having society influence our goals, yes, there's some of that, right? You may be in a particular job striving for a certain position and you think this is once you get there, that's when I'm going to be happy. And the reality of it is I think we all know that's usually not the case. More money doesn't necessarily equate to more happiness. You know, a better title at work doesn't necessarily equate to more happiness. You got to think about what it is that you truly want and where you want to be in life. And we spend a lot of time talking about clarity and getting clear about what you truly want. And that is the game, figuring out what it is that you want to be doing, where you want to be living, what you want your life to look like, what is ideal for you across all these different aspects of your life and just identifying those things. Where do you want to be living? That's another thing that people don't spend enough time looking at. Where do you want to be? You know, I work with a lot of people that are based in New York for work, but commute into the city. And in some cases, some of them have 2 hours. So I know a guy that commutes almost 3 hours a day each way for work. Now, the question is how sustainable is that? That's a tough place to be because every day you're spending, let's say realistically, 2.5 or 3 hours each way, commuting. So I look at that and I say, like, why do that to yourself? There's got to be a better way. And part of it is focusing on that clarity of what you want. You know, it's great to be able to look at things and say, what is it that I truly want? And start to work towards those things and using your motivation, using your drive and being focused on those outcomes. Because if you focus on the outcomes, you have a much higher probability of reaching them. So what I invite you to do is to take inventory of where you are and identify where you'd like to ultimately be. Look at the gap between those two things and then focus on closing that gap. If you're not living in the place you want to be living, what can you do to ultimately get yourself there? And maybe this is a multi-year process. Maybe even, you know, it could take a decade to get exactly what you want. But if you have the plan in place, if you're focused on the outcome, Well, obviously begins with discovering the outcome you want, and then putting a plan in place and staying on that plan until it comes to fruition. But so many of us are going through this life that we're just sort of buying time until, oh, it's going to be better when I retire, and then I get to do what I want to do. Why can't you start to focus on enjoying what is right now? Because as I've said many times before, tomorrow is never promised. We don't know, you know, if we're going to be here, if we're not going to be here. So the point is, enjoy life now and figure out what you can do to start moving in that direction. But as you're moving in that direction, make sure that you're enjoying the ride along the way, because that's really where life happens. So again, start to understand what it is that you want to do. Start to move closer to that ideal, and just stay focused on the outcome you want as you're appreciating the ride. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there, they can click on other links to Apple or to Stitcher where they can pull in the podcast. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for another episode of the 90 Second Navigator. But for today and for this week, just get clear about what it is that you truly want. Make sure you're doing things and moving in the direction that you want to be moving into. Don't wait for some time period for some period in the future and decide that's when you're going to be happy. Be happy now and start working towards your ideal as you appreciate your happiness along the way.